U.S. beef recently regained access to Indonesia as a barrier over halal certification was cleared. As U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President for Asia-Pacific Jihe Yang explains, the only halal certifier for Indonesia in the U.S. was blocked earlier this year.
March this year, the BPJPH, the Indonesian authority in charge of the halal certification, raised the question about one of the halal certifiers based in Omaha. And they question about, is it compliant to the Indonesian requirement? And from their finding from the plant audit, which is not halal certified plant, but unfortunately, they canceled the accreditation to the halal certifying body. There is only one halal certifying body who issued the halal certificate for export to Indonesia. So that resulted in the de facto suspension of U.S. beef since then.
Last year, Indonesia imported $93 million of U.S. beef, and that number is set to grow now that the regulatory hurdle is cleared, according to Cattlemen's Beef Board CEO Greg Haynes.
Southeast Asia and especially Indonesia have tons of opportunity for the U.S. beef industry. They have a high population. They have a developing economy, you know, more disposable income to be able to spend on good food and high quality products. Their cold chain infrastructure is getting developed so that they can get the products, both frozen products and even airship fresh products into the market. And the consumers there seem to really enjoy the product when they try it. So being able to get those products in with some of those changes now in halal, I think are going to be really huge for our industry.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.